Cleanup continues from last night's short-lived but powerful thunderstorms, which claimed trees and power lines. WHYY's Jessica McDonald looks into when a storm becomes a tornado.
Jared Klein is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Mount Holly, New Jersey. He says Tuesday's storm was a particularly powerful example of what's called a bow echo,
which is a long line of storms that kind of bow out, and where it bows out in the middle of it is where the strongest winds are. So sometimes you could even see little areas of rotation that kind of enhance the damage.
It's those pockets of rotation that might be tornadoes. Radar alone can't say. A definitive determination, Klein says, requires a visit to the scene to check out the destruction.
You'll look for some signs of rotation. Maybe the trees that fell in the area aren't all pointing at the same direction. They might be pointing to the south or back even to the west in some cases.
Based on such storm forensics, investigators decide if the storm qualifies, and if so, rate it from 0 to 5 on what's called the Enhanced Fujita Scale. For property owners, though, fellow National Weather Service meteorologist Valerie Miola says it might not matter.
In the end, it's excessive wind damage, and it's just as devastating whether you had a tornado or not.
Wind speeds in South Jersey, she says, hit 70 to 75 miles per hour. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.